The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Steffen.
Hi, everyone. This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. And we're live also on Facebook today. I'm really excited about our show today. My guest today is, she's been I haven't really met her formally. We talked for a few minutes this morning, but my co-host Stella on the show, my cat, was flying around the house, I told her early this morning, and my technology is all going all weird. And so we found a way to make this work. So we're just holding our breath to make sure. So today's show, when this happens, I know that we're going to have a very powerful show. And the show today, we are taking callers. So if you are feeling the need to speak to another live human being, or you have an issue that you would like to have shifted, or you just want to say hi, whatever, you're welcome to call in. We do love to hear from you. 1-800-930-2819. And the show today is The Power of Presence, How the Sacred Lives in the Silence. And I love this. This is so timely. So the soul is skittish. It takes the discipline of waiting, staying present, and getting quiet to allow our truths to emerge. Let's explore how to listen to the space within each of us where the divine resides, and that space where a knowing beyond what our mind knows. So Christina is a professional certified coach and International Coach Federation accredited, and an international speaker. In her business, Hear Her Roar, Christina specializes in working with millennial women who have taken on new leadership roles and are facing the common struggles of managing teams and having executive presence. So she leads people towards a goal, letting go of desire for all the do. So in addition to her private practice, she serves the next generation of coaches and leaders as a leader in training of accomplishment, coaching's coach, and leadership training program. And I love this. When Christina somehow is not talking about coaching or leadership, you can find her brewing beer or sneaking more plants into her office, eating delicious meals with her husband, and crying over cute dogs on Instagram, or setting a few witchy poo intentions. Not you, Christina. Such a pleasure to have you on the show.
Yeah, it's such a pleasure to be here. I love the laughter and the energy we already have together.
Oh, I know. Yeah, it just feels so light and beautiful, and just such, like I said, timely energy for now, because on some level, we've all been in this place where we've had to go inward more. And I say, if you can't go outward, go inward. So I want you to tell me everything you want to tell us about what you have to say about these times before people start calling in, and just tell us about yourself. I'm fascinated by your energy, and I feel it's very timely right now.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I mean, I think with regards to what's going on right now, you're right. It's everyone's sort of in flow. And I think the most important thing that I've learned to recognize is that everyone's flow looks a little bit different these days. Like, I've kind of likened it to a roller coaster. Like, there's peaks and there's drops and there's peaks and there's drops, but everyone's roller coaster might look a little different. Like, I tend to be someone who remains a little neutral for a while, like easy, breezy, lemon squeezy, then dips.
Lemon squeezy.
then dips real deep, real dark, you know, dark times, you know, dark night of the teenage soul level angst. And then usually when I hit that place, like skyrocket straight back up to the top. Whereas with other people, you know, especially I think for people who during these times may be trying to block it out or possibly be in denial about it, you know, they're in more like neutral territory than a lot of like chaotic turns here and there, and then some chaotic up and down and up and down and up and down. And what I'm finding that's so important is to hold a lot of compassion for meeting people exactly where they're at in their part of the ride. Because mm-hmm. where you're at today isn't necessarily where I'm at today.
No.
Isn't necessarily where my husband's at today, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
And it's not even necessarily a matter of today.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm getting that this is bigger than Earth.
Absolutely.
You know, this is a very, like, we could look back on these times and just, wow, like, look how fast it's happening. That's the part. I've got to look at the right camera. Sorry, I was set up for that one. There we go.
Yeah, no problem. Well, and I love that expression you have of if you can't go outward, go inward, because literally we're in a time where most of us for many weeks, if not months now, have literally had to stay inside, and there's no outside distraction to numb ourselves out or compensate for all the like icklies that might be going on inside of us. Mm-hmm. And I think that that's so important, because I think it's Brené Brown who has a great like metaphor of like emotion and how it kind of swings on a pendulum. And the idea of like, you know, if you want to have like the utmost joy and fun and vibrance in your life, you have to be willing to have all of the like the angry, frustrated, like, it's like the more you're willing to feel all of that stuff, like the more you can then swing over to the other side of just like soaking in what's great about life.
Yeah, it's about not judging the emotions.
Mm-hmm.
It's, yeah, and some people, you know, I totally agree with what you're saying. A lot of people right now, I've been saying this, there's a lot of justifiable fear out there.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like our parents just won't tell us the truth. And we're finding out all over again that, you know, it's kind of like, for me, it's kind of like revisiting my disappointment in youth when I found out that there was these figures that I was told by the media, told by my parents, told by my grandparents, that they didn't really exist. I mm-hmm. was quite traumatized by that, actually. Because I really wanted to believe. And mm-hmm. I feel like that's kind of where a lot of people are right now, is they're wanting to believe that things are going to go back to what they call normal. And you never go backwards to exactly the same thing. Have you ever been on a trip where it was amazing and then you think, oh, we got to go there again next year, and it's not the same?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Even if it's the same people, everything, and it falls
kind
of flat.
Same people, same resort, same beach.
Okay, so what do you feel is like what you want to say on this show? Because I feel like you're a real beautiful light, and just tell us.
Thank you. Yeah, I mean, gosh, where should I begin? Is there a direction you want to point me towards? Or,
well, you were talking about presence and mm-hmm. what that means to you, and being present.
Yeah, absolutely. So first of all, the thing that I want to say with it is, whenever I use the word presence, people think I mean like presents, like gifts, which is great, because in a way I absolutely do. but I don't mean like, you know, sending people flowers or taking them out to a nice dinner or, you know, buying them their favorite chocolate. What I actually mean is like we ourselves being able to be present. And one example that I love to use with this notion of like, you know, are you currently present or not, is to simply ask yourself like, hey, when was the last time you went to the bathroom? Or when was the last time you ate something? And mm-hmm. like, those are such like, minimal necessary body functions, but it's like such an easy way to check in on whether you're actually like in tune with yourself, because like that means you're listening to what your body needs.
Mm-hmm.
And when I talk about presence specifically, like the sacredness of presence, like there's the somatic part of it, but I think there's also the heart part of it, because I think it's the presence to our hearts that we struggle with the most, because we're such like little monkey brained critters. We've been so trained and constructed to be using our thinking about things like, mm-hmm. So this is the state of the world right now. This is what I have to do about it. That's your mind thinking.
This is so exactly what I've been getting. Zach, can we skip the break and just continue on with this? Because I feel like we're really hitting on something.
Absolutely. Let's skip it.
All right. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. And feel free to like dive in as well, because it sounds like we're kind of on the same page with this notion right now.
Yeah. But go ahead. I'm really interested to hear your experience of what's occurring in ever since the, like, this may be personally for me, we just had a full moon,
mm-hmm.
and it was in Sagittarius, and it was an eclipse, and I'm a Sag. So I really, really felt that astrological effect. And I feel like that my whole life eclipsed. Everything I thought was dark is light, and everything I thought was light is dark. And I thought I learned that when I was in Peru in ayahuasca ceremony. But now I'm like, it's like the layers are being peeled. And I just have never felt so myself. It's really weird, because it was over that I've been working on this and working on this. This presence thing. And it's because how are we going to present ourselves now so that we are here in our purpose, serving others who are very afraid?
Mm-hmm.
So tell us.
Yeah. Well, God,
no
in 10 minutes or less. Well, I think what you're speaking to is so spot on, because similarly, my rising is in Sagittarius, and this was a very powerful eclipse for me as well. And, you know, regardless of whether you have any idea what that means or not, I think the real takeaway from it is we're creatures of distraction. Like, we see transformation and we see living our purpose as tasks to get done and boxes to check. And mm-hmm. when we do that, we tend to find a lot of frustration and a lot of like false starts. So what I love about your example, like your personal, like, thanks for sharing so much about that, like feeling like, oh, I thought I went through this transformational, I'm my true self experience, you know?
Well, no, I knew it wasn't done.
Right.
Don't ever go through ayahuasca ceremony in Peru and say, oh, that's done. You say, I think I will sit on this information for some time. And when I'm ready to really look at it, and that's what happened for me. It was kind of like peeling one layer after another and getting to the core and being so afraid to peel that layer because of the monster that you're going to see inside. And then you find out that you're actually really beautiful.
Yeah.
That's a really good feeling. Like that's from the heart, you know?
Absolutely. Well, what I find is like, thanks for, you know, correcting me in the moment, because if anything, I think that's what happens to people. Like, they get tons of downloads of information and it terrifies them. And so they kind of stop the work there. Or they peel one layer back and they go, okay, that kind of felt like a lot. And they stop and they distract themselves and they put it away. And what I find is, like, this is why presence work is so important, because more often than not, that moment you're talking about where you actually see like, oh, the thing inside isn't this crazy, scary monster. It's beautiful. It's wondrous. It's life. It's purpose. Like, so many people step away right before that moment because they are just faced with so much discomfort in the process of unpeeling.
Mm-hmm. It is uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think a snake feels like when it sheds its skin? I don't think that looks very comfortable.
Right.
You know, when you remove and from my experience, and this is what I share in my seminars, is that everybody has the ability to tap into this. We all have this ability. It's what will you do with it? And how open are you to that? And what will you do with it once you have it? It's important in some level to understand, why would you push yourself? So why would you do that? Because I'm getting you've done that.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, go ahead.
No, what kept you going? Because you're still going. You're like the Energizer Bunny.
Yeah, well, I think it's funny, right? I just use the word think, and it's not a thinking thing. It's like totally a feeling thing. And what I feel with it, and you spoke to this earlier, like there's a moment in transformational work where everything that you thought was dark, you see as light. Like you actually like realize like, oh, like here I was judging myself or feeling like a monster for this thing. And like, this is actually my greatest gift. And so when you ask me like, why do I choose the discomfort? Why do I choose the trial by fire? Why do I choose to keep peeling over and over again? It's because for myself, like what I've learned in my own work is like the way that I get to use my gift is to get to have this, you know, Energizer Bunny delightfulness about life, even when it's hard. And it's not like, I want to be super clear, I don't use my delightfulness to ignore how hard things are.
Mm-hmm.
I really believe I've done the work to be able to be delighted even when it is difficult.
That's the word that came to me. That's how I was like, because I get a lot of people wanting to come on the radio show, and Jessica from Transformation Talk Radio, she knows me now. Mm-hmm. We've been working together for a long time. And so she's like, this one. And let's hope this one doesn't, you know, totally mess up the technology. Because when the energy gets really high,
mm-hmm.
A lot of people, what I'm finding, and this is something important that for all of us to acknowledge, if we've done a lot of work and we're kind of feeling torn between these two choices kind of thing, and just getting in touch with that, like the fact that like, when you say that you have done a lot of work, what have you done? Like what is this? You don't have to go but like, what has this required from you?
Yeah. So I think, the biggest thing it's required from me, and I'm going to use a reference from a reading I did for myself at the start of the year. Every year at the start of the year, I do a year ahead of spread with some tarot cards. And my theme for the year was, I believe, the Four of Pentacles, which ultimately represents really like rigidity and like old family structure and old family notion.
Mm-hmm.
But to take it even bigger than that, like the work that I've had to do, regardless of the modalities that I've done to do it, it's required me to release the rigidity with which I view the world. So the rigidity with which I viewed, because I'm a woman, this is how life should be. Because I'm young, this is how life should be. Because I'm, you know, I got a degree in this, this is how life should
be. Life's supposed to be.
Right. And then to even deeper notions of like, oh, well, because, you know, because I've never felt worthy, I need to create results to prove my worth. Or, mm-hmm. you know, because I am forthright, that's dangerous. And so I have to quiet my voice and quiet my power. Like,
well, that's going on a lot these days.
Mm-hmm.
But what one thing I was looking, because you said you were like, I the one thing that I did before I did energy work was play with, you know, with the tarot. And I had a very good teacher, and she gave me her, she was sharing the tarot with so many people, and she gave me her desk and she said, this is yours now. And I haven't used it yet. But I started 13 years ago writing Tales from the Vector, which is a set of energy correcting cards that I've been sharing at the psychic fairs and on the show here once a month. But the card that's come up right here, this is how I feel right now. This is, this card is freedom. This freedom comes from discipline of the mind. And you see how there's a solar eclipse there?
Mm-hmm.
And the dragon up top there is my beautiful dog. She was an Afghan and her name was Mercedes. And she just loved, and when I was going through such a challenging time and with my family and losing family members, and then I had to put my dog down And that was the straw, boom. And that's when I was introduced to energy work. And the rest is history. But discipline of the mind comes, like freedom comes from discipline of the mind, like you're saying. So that's what I refer to as like presence, is when you give yourself total permission to be who you came on this earth to be, not to do all the time, but to be.
Yeah.
I love that about you.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. It's funny in a way, like I believe my purpose on this planet is presence. And even just like when you talk about it and when you talk about it with people who get it, it just lights me up. Like I just have like, you know, a grin stuck to my face for people that can see this video right now. It's like,
I understand. It's like, I was really looking into this because I have training. I've been blessed to have like the best mentors on this planet, I feel, and off. And I feel, when I say the best for me, you know. And in psychosomatic therapy training, I had Herman Mueller, and Herman had a way of being kind about everything he did. Even when he was really, really done, he could raise his voice, but he taught me that you don't have to actually attend every argument you're invited to. You know, and you don't, and just because you show your presence and it's like, and you're being firm, it doesn't mean that you're angry. It just means that in ceremony, I was told this also, that I had a connection in ceremony through Christ. Mm-hmm. And I asked, the portal of Christ came through and I'm like, whoa, it was such a beautiful love. And it was, you know, why is it that men tend to marry women who are bitches and in the ceremony? And I was told, just tell everyone around you that you prefer to be gentle as much as possible. Mm-hmm. And that it's everyone around us. Like you can have a preference for the way you want to carry yourself and be as gentle as you can. And if other people take your innocence as naivety, that's up to them. Mm-hmm. But you have to be very aware of what's going on. You have to be present, especially these days. It's Absolutely. Important to be present. It's important to be in this body, to experience what we're going through right now, and then to take that information and just hold that space for people. Mm-hmm. Because people are afraid. I'm afraid. Like lots of times, you know, I'll be honest.
Yeah. Well, what I love in what you just said of like the notion of like, you don't have to, like to just be present to what is and to like really just collect things as information. You know, you referenced anger earlier and the idea of like, even when you feel angry, you could still choose gentleness and kindness and compassion. And what I find is when you're really in tune with yourself or present and, you know, you're disciplined in your mind, when things like anger show up or fear show up, they get to be information. Mm-hmm. They actually get to be things for you to take a look at. Because for myself, for example, I used to joke that I have a fire-breathing bitch dragon in my chest. Like whenever I'd feel anger, it just like, it would like sit in here and come out like fire and it'd spew it on everyone.
And that's your Sagittarius rising. Yep.
There she is.
And kind of blunt about it too.
Right. And what I've learned is like when I actually just like view the anger as information, like not something to do with or weaponize, but when I just use it as information, more often than not, anger is my sign that I've had a value that's been stepped on.
Okay.
And so when I can just acknowledge that, like, oh, okay, like I am pissed at, I'm using an example, this has not happened. It's like, okay, like I'm angry with Colette because, you know, we're not connecting. We keep talking over each other. Oh, because I value ease and I value flow. I don't have to tell her to shut up. I can just, you know, I can come to that. I can be like, hey, like, you know, let's bring more partnership. Let's, you know, bounce off of each other better. Versus yeah. I think a lot of people are like fire alarms. They smell smoke and they go off, you know, they feel anger and they start screaming. They feel fear and they start crying. Like, and there, yeah. and there's room to like, really like sit with it and be with it and be curious about it a little bit more.
I love that because this is just my experience. Rarely do people push themselves to their greatest when they're comfortable. Mm-hmm. And so sometimes, you know, it takes a little bit of discomfort for people to really step up, but it doesn't have to be that way. My cat's very excited with your energy, so I'm just going to let her sit here so she doesn't touch anything. This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. I have beautiful Christina on the show with me. You are welcome to call in 1-800-930-2819. We are happy to take your calls. And if you have someone and you just need to talk to someone, we're here for you. We'll be right back. You can connect with me at Colette or The Truth is Funny with Colette on social media, on Instagram and all of that. And at info@thetruthisfunny if you want to, or, you know, here on Facebook, and I'll get your comments later. We'll be right back, 1-800-930-2819.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Do you sometimes feel overwhelmed by your mind? Powerless when it seems to spin in worry circles or bombard you with self-critical thoughts? Do you want to learn how to master your mind and feel more in control of your life? Listen to Dr. Friedman's Empowerment Radio, Shift from Confusion to Clarity, Self-Doubt to Confidence, and from Anxiety to Peace and Balance. Dr. Friedman and his many guest experts share the insights and tools you want to live with greater ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in to Empowerment Radio every first and third Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time.
Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about Living Lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
Are you ready to transform your life and embrace magical experiences? Talking to Tanis with your host Tanis McRae is here to help you find your joy in life. Tune in live every first and third Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Let's awaken your experience and create the change necessary to take back your right to choose who you are. For more about Tanis, visit TalkingToTanis.com.
Healing has a ripple effect. One person's healing affects everyone around them. This is where the power of sharing our stories can be so important. Tune in to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Megan provides you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. Enact the power of radical change. To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L., on the Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
Hi, this is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. And we have Christina on the show with us today. And she's an amazing energy moving, powerful, witchy poo type person. And so you're free to call in 1-800-930-2819. But I really am enjoying Christina's perspective here about what's going on. And so we're just going to give you the floor, Christina. I'm looking at the wrong camera again, sorry. No. and just tell us what you feel about this presence. Like, what can we do with it? Why is this happening?
Yeah. Well, you know, earlier on the break, you were showing me that beautiful energy card again, and we were talking about, like, wow, imagine what it must have been like for the first people that witnessed a solar eclipse.
Yeah.
Like just imagine, like, you're living your regular life, and suddenly, like, the sun, the source of light and energy and life as you know it, goes completely dark. And how scary that must have been. Like, how terrifying. Like, that question of, like, what if the light never comes back.
Mm-hmm.
And how perfect that in so many ways, like, while the, you know, the sun is still shining and we haven't had a solar eclipse per se, like, there's a similar energy of, like, oh my God, is light, is normalcy, is, you know, the ways that we knew the world to be, are they ever going to come back? And if they're not, what the heck do we do about that?
Yeah.
And so in this question of, like, well, what do we do with our presence? What do we do with everything that's happening? I think, I don't mean to get too, you know, it sounds a little Hallmarky and I don't intend for it to, but it's like, you know, I truly believe that all of us, like, we're all divine beings having mortal experiences right now. And so we all have light in us. And so what a perfect challenge in a way to be like, hey, let's take away the light as you know it and really challenge you to take on the work to acknowledge your own inner light, to take on the work to see where you have truly taken on who you're meant to be and where you've resisted because there are other things to distract yourself with. And, you know, I really believe that if we don't come out of this with more of that awareness, it was almost a wasted opportunity. Like, it was just a blip.
Totally.
It was just a blip in the timeline of suffering. And and that was that.
That would be the most, like, when people, I'll rate them, you know, 10 being hair on fire, press the panic button, I'm freaking out about this. And zero, I'm neutral, whatever, cool as a cucumber. Where are you in between? And people do not go to a 10 when they're approaching their absolute worst.
Mm-hmm.
They go to a 10 when they're approaching their absolute best. And now they have to decide. They have to choose. And sometimes when this is happening, all those possibilities, those probabilities that are in alignment for us are not necessarily anything that we thought we wanted. But we only have these 10 choices in front of us that we can see at this time. If we can get neutral, then we can allow and get calm and go inside and ask ourselves, hey, Colette, what do you think about this? Or how do you feel? Not think, as you said. And so this is, energy work is about feeling and plugging into your heart and then using your central nervous system to be able to feel the vibrations and the changes in them. And so for me, this is a time where I have really dedicated my time to everything in my path. When I see the big picture, as I said, this deck was 13 years and I'm seeing dragons and, like, I'm already kind of, you know, crazy looking at the other stuff I'm doing. And I didn't want to tell anyone about them. But then I phoned my mentor at the time and she said, well, you're strong to it. And I have been for 13 years. And now I realize I was, like, teaching seminars and that, and it's time to finish this. I have one painting out of 64 to go. And so that's what now I'm going to allow myself this summer, just to do personal consultations and the teleconferences and do that. And it just feels so peaceful for me, because I was at first very frightened because I had to cancel my whole year of live events. And that's how I earned my living. So it was like, okay, well, you know, wait and see what happens. And then it was like, you know what? I can put it together an amazing online program now. So start working on it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, and you know, what I loved about the visual when you said like, oh, there's all these options laid out in front of you, is I think a lot of people, especially when they're still using their little monkey brains, they see their path as linear. Like the options are one in front of the other. And it's almost like those choose your own adventure books. Like, okay, so I chose college, which means now I choose corporate, which means now I choose being promoted. And it's one after the other, after the other, after the other. And what I'm sure you've come to realize as well is like energy isn't linear.
No.
Like feelings aren't linear and purpose isn't linear. And
it's circular.
Yeah, it's all encompassing. It's all in front of you at once. And when you allow yourself to get that, there's no such thing as contradictory options.
Yeah. It's just the one that's the most applicable in that situation. And someone else that was in the exact same situation as me, apparently, would not be the correct solution for them. But because this is for me, because I went inward to find what's right for me. And speaking of that, I didn't ask you to share your information, and I want to make sure I do that.
Oh, sure.
Before I forget and get, you know.
Yeah. So, you know, speaking of looking in, if you want to look out and find me, you can find me. I have a website. It's hearherroar.net. Thank you. And you could reach out to me at Christina@hearherroar.net. I'm also on Instagram. I'm on Facebook. I'm on LinkedIn. And, you know, if this conversation like really like jazzes you up, like you're like, oh, let's like, what's this presence thing? You know, what's this like listening from the heart mumbo jumbo she's talking about? One of my favorite ways to integrate my purpose is I love bringing this witchy poo conversation to leadership development and actual like communication development. Mm-hmm. Like I like taking the very like rigid, no nonsense disciplines and infusing this conversation. And so if you go onto my website right now, you could actually find, I have a video course. It's free. It's 7 videos. They get sent to you via email, and they talk about presence and they talk about silence and they talk about some of these concepts a little bit more. Mm-hmm. And they're used in a very applicable format. So if that interests you, feel free to
absolutely
check it out.
And I want to thank you for such a generous gift for everybody listening in, because I've been working with people and I feel really like it's really, some people are, they're taking this almost like it's like a bonus Christmas holiday in a weird way in North America, it feels like, because, well, I'll just stay at home and get this money. And then when it's all over, I'll just go back out there and it'll be okay. I'll be looked after and everything. And so a lot of people are feeling now that, oh, maybe I want to do something with myself other than what I did before. And so that to me is like during the holiday season, a lot of people do this. They stay home, they visit with friends, they find ways to, don't want to look at that. And so I guess it's really, really interesting, because I was drawn to take a face yoga course so that I could market my online course by taking a really good online course. And I love my new mentor, Fumiko. Exactly. Like I went and I asked the universe, please send me the person that is going to be my mentor. And I just love her energy because it's so balanced. Now that may not be the right mentor for me like 10 years ago when I needed more, you know? And so it's really important to kind of think, maybe I do want to do something different, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and I think to your point, like, sometimes we realize that because we ask the universe for what we need. And sometimes the universe just sort of drops the little hints anyway.
I call that the, you know, hey, you might want to look at this. And then it's like, okay, here's the frying pan. And yeah. If you don't get that, the 2x4. And I think we're kind of at the 2x4 right now in general on this planet. Mm-hmm. I think we're getting the 2x4 treatment right now.
Yeah, definitely. Well, and it's not only are we getting that treatment, I think in a lot of ways, like we're being re-hit with it. Like I noticed for myself this week in particular, like it's like lessons that I started learning 4 years ago now to the day I'm now being re-challenged on. Clockwork.
Do you see, like when I do energy work, I go into a different zone kind of, and I'm not really in the most logical space, but over the last 15 years, I've learned to be very logical while I'm back here and vice versa as much as possible when the energy allows it. And that's kind of what people don't maybe necessarily understand, is that we all have this capability. It's what are you going to do with the energy work, and how does it work for you in finding out how that is, so that you can follow your own inner guidance. And there's many mentors that are going to come to you, and you might miss them because you're so sure that you have to do it the logical way, this way that we were taught. And let's face it, right now, I feel like this is a free-for-all in many ways, because nobody understands what to do at this time, mm-hmm. which is like there are no solid, absolute answers. This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny. We're on Transformation Talk Radio every Wednesday morning, 8 o'clock a.m. This is our eighth year now. And we're also live on Facebook. We'll be right back after this short break. And we are taking calls. You still have 15 minutes if you want to talk to us. 1-800-930-2819. We'll be right back. Thank you.
Sometimes being human has its challenges. Our physical health falters, our spirits sag, our dreams don't immediately come to fruition. Welcome to the power of Maximum Medicine Radio. Join me, Doc Martin, in conversations that will blow your mind about healing. In our hit show, Doc Martin addresses the scientific with bridging to the mystical approaches to give you a new narrative about Maximum Medicine. In this live call-in show, we will journey into the extraordinary genius of the human body and talk about other beliefs that impact being your multidimensional self. We seek the seen and the unseen and explore the earthbound and the otherworldly, all with the purpose of calling forth the maximum you. To learn more about Doc Martin and Maximum Medicine, visit www.SharonMartinMD.com.
Hey, how's it going? If it's stressful or just plain exhausting, New Light Living is here to ask, is this the way you want to live? Join me, your intuitive spiritual life coach and host, Erica Sullivan, every week on New Light Living. Discover the power of creative tools to start living every day as your ideal dream day. See your life in the new light. To learn more, visit newlightliving.com.
Are you tired of being tired? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know the adrenal glands, the workhorse of the body? They are the means by which you position yourself in life for whatever comes your way. Tiny but mighty, producing hormones the body uses to promote energy and vitality. These adrenals determine how you respond to stress, and when depleted, the body loses its ability to function powerfully when we need it most. The much-needed adrenaline or epinephrine is not available for emergency situations. Cortisone and cortisol, the longer-acting anti-stress adrenal hormones, can also become depleted due to the pace of our everyday lives. We overwork and undernutrition our most powerful ally that helps us to live the lives we desire. We are able to determine the optimum function of the adrenals and put your system back in balance. Contact us today to feel powerfully energized at 888-777-4232 or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Hi, Hi, this is Colette Marie Steffen, and you're listening to The Truth is Funny. We are on Transformation Talk Radio every Wednesday morning, 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time. And we are also live on Facebook right now, and we'll be on YouTube. Might be on live streaming now, I'm not sure. My team knows. We have Christina with us, and we're just having the most beautiful conversation about what to do with this, what we're in at this present time. So please share some more of your information that you would like to with us.
Oh, yeah. So, you know, before we went on the break, we were talking a little bit more about like getting that things aren't linear.
Mm-hmm.
You know, getting that, you know, when we're focusing on what we should do or what's the logical direction to take things, like that's when we stop being true to ourselves. And we've also talked about how like what a terrifying and great time where everything that we know and should do isn't available to us anymore.
Yeah, it's like, whoa. I can't even find my emails. Seriously, like everything's going all wacky and we work on it and then it's very challenging when you are relying on the technology and it's brilliant, but it's not working all the time because everybody's updating everything constantly mm-hmm. right now because more people are using it. But don't you feel that more people are using what I call the higher self network too?
Yeah.
There's way more lights on that network right now than there was. I call it HSN. It's kind of like MSN. You're chatting. Your subconscious mind is formed by the time you're seven. Mm-hmm. Your unconscious mind is your spiritual awakenings, your spiritual gifts, your spiritual thoughts, and your conscious mind tries to make sense of all of this. And unfortunately, 95% of the time, most people operate on their subconscious mind, especially when they are feeling a lot of problems. And so that is what a lot of people are operating on, who their parents thought they were, what mm-hmm. their grandparents thought, what the ancestors did, what all of this stuff is coming up. And, you know, so when we can be congruent with the subconscious, unconscious, and conscious mind, that's when we become very aware. And that's actually what this painting is. Mm-hmm. I shared it last. This is from my deck also. This is lack of awareness. And the biggest problem with lack of awareness is the missed opportunities.
Yeah.
So how are we going to tap into these?
Well, you know, since we're talking about painting, I think there's a metaphor I like to use to talk about this, which is, you know, for so many of us that have relied on how the world was, like the canvas was kind of already laid out for us. Like we might need to have added a little detail here or there, or decided if we wanted our dress to be pink or blue or add a sun in the corner. But for the most part, like so much was already painted for us.
Mm-hmm.
And I think what scares or challenges a lot of people is when it comes to doing your work, like truly being who you are, mm-hmm. it means allowing the canvas to be blank.
Complete. I've always seen a blank canvas. Like yeah. That's how I see people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that terrifies people because now suddenly we all have blank canvases to work with, but a lot of us don't have the muscles to just go, okay, I'm going to start. And so what do? They go to what their parents taught them. They're like, hey, can you stick a tree on this? And then I know it should be a nature painting. Or they go to what their teachers taught them. And it's like, hey, can you just stick a crucifix on this? And then I know I want some religious undertones here. Like we try so hard to get other people to tell us where to start.
Ah, and there is no start.
There is no start.
That's the first thing I learned. I studied with Nassim Haramein with the Emissary Resonance Project way back in the Emissary Project, like it was almost 10 years ago now. And that's one of the things he said was there is no beginning. And there is no end. And when you get used to it, it's way easier. Mm-hmm. I just thought, what the hell does he mean by that? And then over the years, it's a beautiful understanding.
Yeah. And I think what I would really challenge people to do, or not even challenge, just invite them into, is rather than go and look for other people that are willing to smear some paint on for you to give you direction, like play. Like really just play and practice with it. You know, we've talked a little bit about my witchy poo-ness, and I remember when I first came into accepting that part of myself, I felt like it had to be a certain way. Like, okay, well, either I use my divinity to be a tarot reader, or I use my divinity to be an energy worker. Like it was like, yeah, well, what's the box that I have to put my divinity in so that it's the most potent? What I've come to learn is it's like, no, like I'm an eclectic witch. Like sometimes it's going to come, you know.
I've never heard that expression before. I'm sorry. You're making an eclectic witch.
I'm an eclectic witch. And what I mean by that, it's like, oh no, like my magic is at its best. And, you know, this ability to make people laugh and smile is at its brightest when I'm just doing what makes sense. So if it's, you know, an integration of growing my plants and doing my readings and, you know, making my little potions and all these different pieces, then wonderful, because I chose it. I let myself experiment with it, and I am letting myself kind of like smear all the paint around, so to speak, and decide what I want it to be.
Mm-hmm. And I love that.
Yeah. And that's really-
And then that what you're talking about is that at some point you decided to take this and make it your own.
Mm-hmm.
And when you do that, did you find there was some resistance from others?
Yeah. I mean, you know, for example, oftentimes the question I get is like, okay, so what's the thing I should do? Because then people want to hear, okay, it works for you. Now tell me the way you do it. And then I'm like, oh, well, just so you know, the way I do it, it's, there's no prescription. Like I make it up every day. And they're like,
they don't like that. we're running out of time, but the reason people don't like that is they want the answer.
Mm-hmm.
And what you like, honestly, like you're so much more brilliant than you realize you are. And you do have the answers. When they say, it's so frustrating. People say that you have all the answers inside, but you're like, no, I don't. Can someone please tell me? It's like I'm on Zoom and I'm trying to find, what do they mean by the clipboard? I've talked to 20 people and I'm like, just show me like the little thing, symbol. Mm-hmm. And then I will understand how to do that. And I feel like I was so frustrated because no one would understand. I mean, the clipboard. And that is what I feel a lot of people are going through with this work right now, is that show me the clipboard.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how to do this. So we have about 1 minute left. And I just wanted to say thank you so much to Dr. Pat and your team, and to Zach for producing this show, and for little Stella for not chewing all the way through the cord. And, you know, I want to thank you so much, Christina, for coming on the show, for sharing your energy, but also thank you just for being present for us. Like it just feels so good to have a conversation with someone who is being very real right now and not afraid to speak your truth. Thank you.
Thank you.
Any last words here for everyone?
No, similarly, I just want to acknowledge and thank you, Colette, for having me. You are, you're sprightly delight. It's been wonderful to work with you. Thanks for the partnership. And, you know, thanks for letting me be in your presence as well.
Many blessings to all of you. Bye for now.
You've been listening to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.